The news in touch with your world. I'm Olkatsia. Good afternoon. My miner vows to return to Zambia and 26 killed in an Egypt attack. DA leader Musi Maimane is adamant he will return to Zambia to show his support for the country's incarcerated opposition leader, Hakainde Hichilema. Maimane addressed the media outside the Zambian High Commission after he was barred from entering the country. OFM News' Mareka Vermaak has more.
Maimane was planning to attend Hichilema's treason trial. Zambian High Commissioner Emmanuel Mwamba said Maimane was warned not to go amid fears that he would politicize a court matter.
He says he wants to pressure our government to release Mr. Hichilema. Is it government holding Mr. Hichilema? It's not government holding Mr. Hichilema. In our country, no one is above the law. Whoever breaks the law, who faces the law. And the arrest of Mr. Hichilema does not in any way state that we are sliding into a dictatorship. It's simply a matter of the rule of law.
Maimane and the DA have been calling on government to strongly condemn the actions of the Zambian government, adding that after his meeting with Mwamba, he will not be deterred.
But furthermore, we are not going to stay away. I have asked that at the next trial of Mr. HH, we will go and attend, not because we want to meddle in the courts of Zambia, because we want to stand and ensure that the Zambian government acts in a democratic manner.
Mareka Vermaak for OFM News in Pretoria.
26 people are dead and 25 others were wounded when gunmen attacked buses and a truck taking a group of Coptic Christians to a monastery in southern Egypt this afternoon. Reuters reports that the unidentified gunmen had arrived in 3 four-wheel drive vehicles. Eyewitnesses say masked men stopped the 2 buses and a truck and opened fire on a road leading to the monastery of St. Samuel the Confessor in Menya province, which is home to a sizable Christian minority. Grand Imam of Al-Azhar, Egypt's thousand-year-old center of Islamic learning, says the attack was intended to destabilize the country. Coptic Christians make up about 10% of Egypt's population and have been the victims of a series of attacks in recent months. And the Northern Cape Hawks are currently investigating a possible case of kidnapping and robbery in Kimberley. According to the Hawks' Pilani Nkolaze, a man was allegedly held against his will and forced to withdraw money from his account before the situation was interrupted by authorities at the Northern Cape Mall in Kimberley.
The victim was kept against his will and he was made to withdraw amounts of cash from his account. But fortunately, we are busy investigating the matter and the victim has been rescued. Yeah, at this stage, this is a fresh and ongoing investigation. We can't give any further information on the matter.
Okay.
Your top story at this hour, DA leader Musi Maimane is adamant he will return to Zambia to show his support for the country's incarcerated opposition leader, Hakainde Hichilema, after being denied access to the country yesterday. Follow OFM News' page on Twitter. Go to @OFM News 9497.